second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guests today are Pastor Eli James. He is well known in the Christian Identity movement, and Hein Boonzaier. And Hein is from South Africa, and he is here in this country to help bring awareness to the situation that is going on over there. And we've been talking about the historical aspects of how things got so desperate in his country. And it certainly is the same people that are creating the same kinds of situations all around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so Hein was explaining how the state began buying up farms and getting the diamond mining industry going. You want to continue with that, Hein?
Yes. In the beginning, the state, wherever diamonds were found, the state would buy up the land from the farmers who owned it. And then it was just given over to the control of the De Beers company. In Southwest Africa, called Namibia today, it was so bad. You know, you could walk on the beach in Namibia and pick up diamonds like stones. And they had that whole area fenced off, and it was called in German the Sperrgebiet, or the restricted area in English, and no private person could enter that. It was patrolled by the police of the state, and nobody could enter that area without a permit from the De Beers company.
Wow.
That's how strictly they control the diamond industry in South Africa.
That's called fascism, right? Where
that's
the corporations
correct.
And the government oppress the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they made millions of that, and all that money went to England and America. Nothing stayed behind in
wow.
South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation was such that if you find a diamond on your own property, you have to surrender it to the police or go and apply for a mining license, which is an extremely expensive exercise.
Right.
So most of the people just went and they surrendered all the diamonds that they found to the police. And eventually those diamonds ended up in the beer's pockets.
Wow. So it's a definitely government monopoly exploiting the people, stealing their land, the government and the corporations stealing people's land, by legalized theft, right, isn't it?
Yeah, you can put it like that.
Yeah, legalized theft. So today, if a farmer finds a diamond on his property, he has to call the police and tell them he found a diamond?
Yeah, most of the farmers that now farm in that area where the diamonds occur, they have got mining licenses because they also got clever.
Ah, right.
So there's a booming, let's say a micro trade within diamonds within the local communities. But all those diamonds eventually end up on the De Beers tables.
Mm.
It's very interesting. You can compare this to what is going on in Afghanistan in the fact that they put the land that should be used to grow food, they are growing poppies.
Right.
And in South Africa, they are mining for diamonds rather than growing food. And we've all seen these commercials on TV where we see these starving African children. We've all heard about, of course, Rwanda isn't in the same vicinity, but we all know about the Rwandan genocide, and yet we don't know the foundational reasons
yes.
or why these things are happening.
You
we just know they're happening.
It has always been the case in the whole of Africa. Africa is mineral-rich, the whole of the continent.
Oh, right. There's oil and all kinds of other minerals, zinc, and numerous minerals.
Most of your important minerals occur naturally within the continent. And it's always been the international financiers to their benefit to have puppet governments all over Africa. And that's why Africa has been struggling from one civil war to the other,
yes.
and one terrorist group to the other for decades now, and that is to line the pockets of the international bankers and financiers.
Yes. And white colonialists get the blame.
All righty, we do have to go to a commercial break. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Calls at 800-313-9443. And our guest today, our Pastor Eli James. He is with the Christian Identity Movement. And Hein Boonzaier. He is from South Africa. Boone, would you tell us, that is your nickname, right, Boone? Would you please tell us about Nelson Mandela and what kind of a position he played in any of this that's going on? Was he just sort of a puppet?
Mandela was a very good African lawyer in the 50s who joined the ANC during his time practicing as a lawyer in South Africa. And because of his leadership abilities, he quickly became the follow-up leader for Governor Mbeki, who was the president then. He was part of the conspiracy to overthrow the government, for which he was sentenced and found guilty of high treason, and sent to jail on Robben Island, where he sat for 27 years, but he still controlled the party at that stage. Mandela was part of the creation of Mkhonto-we-Zizwe, the military wing of the ANC, who committed a lot of terrorist activities and acts within South Africa. So when he was released, before he was released from prison, there was a period of about 8 years where the CIA and the South African government desensitized him for the military action side of the ANC strategy. So when he walked out of Jali was this pillar of peace that the world see today. And he was the first leader of the ANC that actually started to create some hope for the country into the future because of his, the way that he saw the future of South Africa. But after his removal by first Thabo Mbeki and then following him, Jacob Zuma, the ANC has actually shown its true colors, and that is they a socialist communist organization, and they are not interested in the real democracy. They're not interested in real capitalist type of development within the economy. So, yeah, that's the way they go at this stage. But being a puppet government of the international financiers, you know, they do what their masters bid them to do.
Right.
For example, licensing for prospecting and mining is now being given a dozen a dime to all the international corporations. Dummy corporations created by companies within Australia and Canada. And they create these dummy corporations within the country where the ANC elite get their shares and kickbacks from these companies. And for example, one of our provinces that was one of the prime agricultural provinces is turning into one huge mining dump because of the mineral wealth within that area. And now it creates a lot of acid rain that is turning the rivers into unusable, not usable for agriculture. And also the underwater supply is getting, it's full of heavy metals. So mm-hmm. there are even towns without drinking water because of mining in that specific province.
Yes.
Now, Hein, are they doing the exact same thing that they did in the Philippines where they go in and they use the most, they use a lot of technology that does not respect the environment because they see the world as something to exploit, whereas an environmentalist would respect the environment. But a businessman or somebody who is just worrying about making money, they will go in and destroy the rainforest, destroy the animals, and just destroy everything in their path just in order to make money. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is exactly. They exploit the people and they rape the country or the land just because of the profits that they can derive from that.
Yes, yes.
Right, and what function did the CIA have in the terrorist activities that went on?
The CIA was used extensively in South Africa. First, we believe that the murder of Dr. Verwoerd in the 60s was instigated by the CIA, and they are just doing that on behalf of the international banking system.
Right.
South Africa was growing so much wealth in the 60s under the Afrikaner leadership of Dr. Verwoerd that at that stage you had to pay $4.50 for 1 rand, and economically the country was doing very well. And that didn't fit the picture because they were losing the grip on the government that they had to have in order to continue profiting from mining and everything else within the country. So Dr. Verwoerd had to be removed, and since then there was a total onslaught against the Afrikaner and the white people, basically, to remove them from power and get another puppet government into power.
Yeah.
But they consider themselves kind of a force for national liberation, and yet they're really working for the international bankers.
That's right.
As many governments are.
That's right.
Yeah, the ANC was funded by the international banking community.
Yes, the communist ANC, exactly. Yes.
Okay, and that stands for African National Congress.
Right, right.
Okay,
yes.
Now
yes.
Tell us about some of the terrorist activities and what they are doing to the white people there. What are they doing? We know that they treated the Boers during the Boer Wars. How are they treating the white people there now?
Yes, I just want to go a little bit back in history. They first started with a territory which was called Southwest Africa, which was governed by South Africa under the treaty with the United Nations. What a lot of people don't know is that there's a lot of oil within Namibia, And also the diamonds, as I said, you could walk at some stage on the beach and pick up diamonds like stones. So that was the first onslaught that they had moving towards South Africa, and that's where we fought the Angolan border war, the South African Defense Force. Now, after international pressure brought on by mainly the United States, we gave up that territory and they got independence. And then afterwards, it was South Africa. There was nothing standing in their way at that stage. Rhodesia had become Zimbabwe, and Southwest Africa had become Namibia. So the last phase of that whole process was then South Africa itself. The ANC planted a number of bombs in civilian places within South Africa, which killed a number of people, and within, for example, there was one where they planted a bomb in a church in Cape Town. They planted a bomb in a club in one of our big cities called Durban, where a lot of people were killed. But they were not effective. They were not really effective in the military side of the operations because of the stronghold that the South African Defense Force had on the country. So in 1985, it was just after B.W. Botha was ousted from being the Prime Minister of the country. They actually got hold of a man called F.W. de Klerk, and he became the leader of the National Party, and then the whole strategy was set out for the surrender of power to the ANC. Not to the black people, there's a big difference
in
this.
Right.
It was not surrendering power to the black people to form a real democratic society. It was surrendering of power specifically to the ANC, which I can tell you, most of the leaders of the ANC today were in exile during the apartheid years. They sat in places like Russia, Eastern Europe, and England mainly.
Yes.
And a lot of them are level 30 Freemasons. So they were brought into this whole plan of how the exploitation of South Africa and its mineral wealth should take place in order for them to keep on profiting from the country.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Deanna, if I may, I'd like to kind of summarize what Hein was just saying here, because what we have going on is the total exploitation of the mineral wealth of Africa, pitting nation against nation, and this is being done not by white colonialists, but by international bankers who finance communism as part of the military wing and part of the strategy to destabilize countries, right? And so all of this mayhem, this rape of the environment, destruction of the land, starvation, is being brought about not by white colonialists, but by international bankers in collusion with their communist and puppet governments throughout Africa. This is what's really happening, and this is what people need to understand, is the international financiers in collusion with their puppet communist governments and the elimination of free governments in Africa, whether they're white or black, elimination of free governments, nationalistic governments, on behalf of the New World Order. That's what's really going on. Okay.
Right. Right, I think you made that real clear.
Good.
The leaders there are, of course, puppets for the international bankers, and we never hear about any of these activities in
right.
the media because, of course, they also control the media, and so we just know that what we see in the news and what we see in those commercials that a lot of people are starving, a lot of people are desperate. What is life like in South Africa for your people right now?
Diana, yeah, it is interesting. I must first say that a lot of the white people in South Africa live in denial. They have been brainwashed to the extent that as long as they can keep crime at an arm's length, they are just too happy because they have a job they can move around.
Okay, gentlemen, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Boone-Zaire. And Hein, you were talking about the people there that they were just happy to have a job and that they just were in a state of denial. And I presume that that's because of the media control there. But would you say that some of those terrorist activities in South Africa also helped to impose control on the residents there in the same way that 9/11 has been used in this country?
Yes, there are a lot of specific issues that they use to control the thought of the white people in South Africa. The main one is creating a tremendous guilt for apartheid, and they also take that immediately back to slave. Because in South Africa, during the time of the Dutch, there was slavery in South Africa, and a lot of the people owned slaves that were imported from Bangladesh, what we call today Bangladesh, and of the Eastern African countries. So there is a tremendous guilt being created in white people for this atrocious system that held back the black people, and a lot of other things. In terms of, I must say that in terms of the international definition, we have freedom in South Africa, all of us. You can go where you want, you can leave your house, come back, you can drive where you want to. But there are a lot of things that the international community does not know that's being done specifically against white people. For example, affirmative action. We are the only country in the world that's got affirmative action to the benefit of a majority group.
Right.
So if you have a vacancy in a company and you advertise that vacancy, you are forced to employ a black person before you may employ a white person. There are quota systems that companies must have a certain number of black employees versus a certain number of Indian and white employees and so forth.
And what are the demographics? I'm sorry to interrupt, but what are the demographics as far as the whites and the blacks?
Okay. There are more or less, with the last count, about 50 million indigenous black people. And there are more or less 3.5 million white people left after a tremendous diaspora of white people leaving for places like Canada, the U.S., and Australia.
Yes.
So at this stage, we are more or less, let's say, 8.5% of the total population.
Okay.
Now, they say that the demographics must be reflected in all the employees' numbers of the different companies. But now they also do that in terms of tertiary education. If children or students apply for access to the university, for example, going to study medicine, you get these bright young white kids that has got the academic potential and the academic records to go and do study medicine, but they do not get accepted because they must now get a certain number of black people into that. So they are slowly but surely excluding white people from the profession, like law, like medicine, like accounting. It is enforced. And what they also did was take away our Afrikaans universities. Afrikaans was an academic language. It is just one of those things where they try to wipe out the culture and the history of the white people within South Africa.
Yes.
So they take away our universities. The universities that are left may only now give classes in English, not in Afrikaans anymore. And because of the quota system, a lot of our young people follow suit and leave the country because there's no opportunities for them in South Africa itself.
So they have majority-imposed racism.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
Racism, folks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Could you describe the educational system there? Are those state schools? Who created the universities?
The universities were mainly created by Afrikaner money. We've got about 7 ex-Afrikaans universities and about 5 English universities, supported by the state, of course. But most of those universities were created by donations from white people many, many years ago, some as long as 120 years ago. And eventually, when the ANC government came to power, they just changed the laws that a certain number of the students must be from an English-speaking background, and English must be the language of tuition. But now, the first language English speakers in South Africa is less than 5%. So English is the second language for the biggest portion of the country. And now you get the poor black people coming into our schooling system. Now they have to get tuition in English. They can't speak English. English is not a second language for them. It's a foreign language. So the end result is that the academic performance is very poor because they are being taught in a language that they don't really understand. Fortunately, the white population overall has got English as a second language, so that doesn't affect them as much. Now, they're creating all sorts of problems for themselves of bad academic performance because of the wrong language in which these kids are being taught. So therefore, it has now got to the point where in the international testing of, for example, mathematics.
Hein, I'm sorry
okay,
to
hold
cut
on.
You off,
yeah.
But we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, and you can pick that up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guest today, our Pastor Eli James of the Christian Identity Movement, and Hein Boonzaier from South Africa. And please continue from where you were before we went to break,
yes,
before I cut you off.
On the level of education, because of this enforced tuition in English, there is an annual survey on mathematical literacy that's been going on for a number of years, and it's done in 150 countries. South Africa started off, I think, in the 23rd place a few years back, and that was just after 1994 when the ANC came to power. And currently we sit at, I think, in a number 145 out of 150 countries. And so there's been a constant decline in the level of quality of education within the country. But, Diane, what I really would emphasize to your listeners is the level of crime that is happening in South Africa. We are currently regarded as the worst country in the world in terms of crime. Our number of people murdered is in the region of 39 per 100,000 population.
Oh, my, that is incredible.
So we have the highest crime rate in the world, and the ANC government doesn't seem to be able or willing to do something about that. Now, the worst part of this crime is that there has been a concerted, focused attack on South African white farmers. It is regarded at this stage as the most dangerous job in the world. And we have also been, in terms of International Genocide Watch, Dr. Stanton, who is the leader of Genocide Watch, has moved up from us from a level 5 to level 6 out of a possible 8 levels of full-blown genocide in South Africa. And the ANC has played a major part in instigating this attack on the white farming community. Now, people would ask, but why are the white farmers specifically being
targeted?
Yes. And it is because of the land issue within South Africa, whereas in Zimbabwe they simply went and did the land grabs, where they just invaded white farms and took the farms forcibly. The ANC cannot afford to have that image within the international community. So they use this as a strategy to force white farmers to sell their farms back to the government, who then can give it back to, or just give it to black farmers who do not have the ability to produce agricultural goods.
We've got a lot of... the land would go to the international bankers, and so, but they allow this crime against the white farmers to discourage the white farmers so that they will relinquish their land. Is that
That's correct, That is the ultimate strategy that they follow. So far, since 2000, more than 4,000 white farmers have been killed on their land. And the one thing is, if it was just the killing of the people, that would be one thing. But these people are killing with the most brutal attacks that you have seen in your life. If you see some of the photos, these people have been tortured for hours sometimes, women and children alike, they don't give a damn. You will not sleep tonight if I can show you some of those photos. So it's not ordinary killing or ordinary murder, it is murder with a specific point of dehumanizing the people that they are killing. And in terms of that, the ANC government has now, since this whole thing started, refused to make this a priority crime and refused to acknowledge this within the international press that it is happening in South Africa. Now, we have been fighting a war against our own government to get this made in a priority crime and that they should create a priority unit that can focus on these types of crimes. But the ANC government just refused and say it's ordinary crime. Now, I ask you, madam, is it ordinary crime if a woman is killed and a bottle is pushed inside her from...
Is it ordinary crime
if a farmer is being tied to his own bed and burnt with an iron for hours before he's eventually killed? Is it ordinary crime if a woman is hung down by her feet and slaughtered like a sheep? That is the type of atrocities that's going on in South Africa that the international community doesn't want to take cognizance of,
right?
And the international press doesn't want you to know, and the ANC government doesn't want you to know about this.
Okay, and the whole function of this terrorism, and the ANC is classified as a terrorist organization, and this whole, the function of this terrorism is to take land, to get rid of the white farmers so that the international bankers can seize the land. So,
I don't think in this case the land would be returned to the international bankers. The land would just be returned to the state under the pretense that they must give it now to black people. Now,
okay, but what are the black people going to do with it? They're going to not farm it?
Let me give you some examples. Some of the most profitable agricultural enterprises in South Africa were bought out by the government under the pretense that the land must go back to the original owners, the black people. And it was all the most profitable areas where they did this. And only one third of those farms could survive afterwards. You must see the wonderful farms and production units that lie derelict and forlorn. There's nothing going on. For example, we had a huge tea trade within one of the provinces, one of the most beautiful tea plantations that you could think of. And those have been overgrown, those have been derelict, it's just falling to pieces. So the people don't have the ability to go and cultivate these lands any further.
And that is the deliberate objective?
I think it is just because of the socialist nature of the organization that the land must actually belong to the so-called people.
Right.
But
now, do they have do they have factory farming there? Do they have big farms and big ranches that are owned by the state? And do they have community farming?
No. There are no community farming. The only farming that's going on mostly within the black areas are subsistence farming. Commercial farming, they just cannot manage commercial farming. So in the end, what is the long-term effect of this is, whereas South Africa was always a net importer of food, we are starting now to become we were an exporter, net exporter of food.
Now
we are
you're
now
importing,
becoming
right?
an importer of food because there's not enough agricultural production.
So that will lead to starvation, not yep. only for people in South Africa, but for the people that they used to export food to, correct?
Eventually that's what's going to happen, yes, and it's getting more expensive each year. One of the things they also did with agriculture in South Africa is to take away the government assistance to farmers. We are the only country within what they call the developing world where there's no government assistance to farming or agriculture.
In other words, helping people to learn how to farm and how to best use the land?
Yeah,
helping to manage the market, because it's a volatile market all over in the agricultural industry. And so those farmers are left to their own devices and they have to get by on their own. Okay. Those that still remain.
Right.
Now, has Monsanto come into South Africa with all of their GMO seeds and whatnot?
Sorry, Diana, I didn't hear that.
Has Monsanto Incorporated entered the farming community in South Africa?
Yes, Monsanto is there, R&J is there, all the big international companies are there, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my.
Let me ask Hein a question here, because it really seems like the ANC is committing a deliberate genocide campaign against the whites, and they don't care if the farmland produces after the whites have been murdered or dispossessed. Isn't that literally what's going on here?
Yes, they are actually instigating this genocide. You know, within the Rwanda-Burundi genocide, where the Hutus killed the Tutsis, about a million of them.
10 million?
After that, the world came together and said, okay, now they're going to into what is now today known as the Rome Accord.
Rome Accord.
In which it is a crime against humanity if you instigate genocide.
Right.
And a number of Burundians were afterwards convicted of instigating genocide, and the well-known one is of a singer who wrote songs on that they don't want the pigs in their country.
Right.
That was more or less the nature of his songs. And afterwards, people were actually telling the stories where as the people were hacked with their pangas, that the assailants were singing these songs while they were doing that.
Yeah, kill the boar, kill the boar.
Now, I want to get to that one. A lot of the ANC officials and ministers were singing this song heartily at each rally or meeting that they had with kill the boar, kill the farmer. And it was getting into a pattern whenever the politicians got up onto a stage and they sang that song, within the next few weeks you will have a number of farm murders taking place. So the ANC government officials are actually guilty of instigating genocide, and they should be held under the Rome Accord.
Hein, do you think this is the typical divide-and-conquer tactics that the government is using to... Because this is bad for everybody. The whites are certainly getting slaughtered. The white farmers are getting slaughtered. But what does that say about the blacks? Because the blacks are not going to be able to provide for themselves. So they're really, the international bankers, the government who is behind the international bankers who are behind the government, this is basically what they did in communism, in Russia, Lithuania, Ukraine, in Germany. I mean, think about the Ukrainian starvation, where they just went in and confiscated the food. And this is a tactic that they always use, whether they call it sanctioning, whether they are killing the farmers, or whether they are trying to get the ranchers in Colorado to leave their ranches. I mean, it's always the same thing. Everybody is going to suffer except for one particular group of people who seem to get richer and richer and richer. And these are some ideas that that one of our listeners just sent to me. And what about the blacks and AIDS?
Yeah, AIDS, yeah.
AIDS is actually as what do you call it in English? It has reached a plateau. It's not an effect anymore. It's actually diminishing over a period of time now. So in the end, AIDS, you remember a period a few years back where the Minister of Education in South Africa said that AIDS was developed by the Israelis with the apartheid government in order to wipe out the blacks. And only if you eat beetroot and garlic, you will be cured by that. And it was supported by President Thabo Mbeki. But like all major illnesses within the history, it has now reached the plateau phase and it's actually dying down a bit. So okay. It's not something that is a worry anymore. But in the end, I think the tactics for the farm owners is purely intimidation on the one side, and on the other side, it is genocide. It is wiping out the white people within South Africa. And you know, we have now focused specifically on farm murders, but if you look at our crime rate of 39 people per 100,000 being killed, Cape Town is the rape city of the world. There occurs a rape every 30 minutes within Cape Town. In the rest of the country, there is a murder every 45 minutes within one of the big cities or within the South African social community. And my question would be, where is this going to end? For us as Afrikaner people, we have to prevail and we have to look after our own in the end, because the ANC government has made it mightily clear that they are not interested in our interests.
Yep.
So for us, it is a question of we have to get away from the ANC government. We are looking towards establishing our own independent republic. And we need the international support of all the people in the world that still feel something for their white brethren, because we are from the same stock, European stock, that all the other white communities are and white nations are. And we have to get the support of the international community in then seceding from South Africa and creating our own independent republic where we can, as you guys went to war to protect your way of life, we have to do the same. So we have to protect our culture, our language, and our way of life, and in the end save the lives of countless people that could become the victim of this crime that's going on.
Yeah.
So you want to formulate your own country and secede out of South Africa?
We want to create our own republic.
How many of there are you?
Roughly, there are about 3.5 million white people, of which we calculate about 1.8 million are Afrikaans speaking.
Okay. And how successful? What would you need to do to get out of the ANC? What would you have to do?
Well, the first prize would be a negotiated settlement with the ANC government. And so far, they have not been interested in talking to us, so we need international pressure on them to say, but let's reach a negotiated settlement and get these people out of South Africa for them, in order for them to survive. You know, we are also facing a negative birth rate as the rest of the white European world, where our fertility index is currently at 1.6. Now, just to maintain a population, you have to have a fertility rate of 2.1. Now, take that into conjunction with the fact that 90,000 white South Africans are immigrating each year just to get away from the ANC and crime. So we're looking at a very bleak future, and the sooner we can establish our own republic, we can then stop the diminishing numbers of Afrikaner people.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. But who is enforcing this multiculturalism? And of course, you have to look also at the history of apartheid and how apartheid became it was established when in 1948?
Who established that? English established apartheid in 1910 when they created the Union of South Africa. It was not the Afrikaners.
All righty.
Okay. We just gave it a name.
Yeah. Let me just make one quick point here.
We've got to make it after the break because we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Pastor Eli James of the Christian Identity Movement and Hein Boonzaier from South Africa. And one of our listeners sent a website. Just let me read one short paragraph. South Africa has its politics just like any other country. The big issues were diamonds, gold, and race. Various peoples have moved in, moved out, or coexisted more or less comfortably. Later, the issue of race was used by the Jews to take over. But first, they took over the diamond and gold production. They were the sources of serious money. Oppenheimer took control of the diamond mining. Joe Slovo A Jew from Latvia and other Jews took over the South African Communist Party. They also controlled, or at the very least, were very influential in the African National Congress, a black organization which they used to incite black hatred of Brit and Boer, but not of the Jews.
Yes. Yeah, well said. Well said.
Yes, true. Absolutely true.
Yeah, and so let me just comment really quickly, because it's really obvious that when the apartheid regime was the end of it was determined by these international financiers, okay, and including the United Nations and these Jewish bankers and Jewish communists, there was an embargo placed upon South African goods, forcing the South African economy to decline. As Hines said, the rand was $4.50 per rand, right? It was in great shape. But since the embargo and all of the banker-incited, decline in South Africa's economy and culture, there was great focus on South Africa to get rid of the apartheid regime. Now that the blacks are in power and the blacks are doing things far worse to the white population than the apartheid regime ever did to them, there is no concern whatsoever. There's no attempt to embargo the ANC for all of the crimes they're committing, which tells me that this is all by design. They don't care if the genocide victims are white. The international community does not care. Okay? And that's because the international Jew is behind all of this and instigating it.
I would agree, yes.
Okay. Hein?
All righty, we have about 1 minute. So, Hein, what would you like to say?
I would like to ask for the good American people to support our cause in South Africa, because what we are going through at this stage is just a dress rehearsal of what the rest of the white world will be going through within a short 40 years from now on. Demographic calculations indicate that by 2050, the white Americans will be a minority in their own country if the immigration laws go on in this country as they are. Mm-hmm. And the same is going to happen within Europe. The indigenous Europeans will be a minority in Europe because of the influx of Muslims and people from Africa into Europe. So what's happening to us at this moment is a dress rehearsal of what's going to happen to the rest of the world. And if we can overcome this and fight this and prevail, I think there's hope for the rest of the Western world and the white world to prevail within this onslaught of creating a multicultural community or the world. That's not going to work. We always thought that the next world war will be on water or food. I think I've changed my mind. It's going to be a race war.
That's right.
Okay. I have really appreciated you being on today, and we've run out of time. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Deanna.
Good luck to both of you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you later. Have a good weekend.